That's the Estuary Steward, a donation to the Bannerman Castle Trust from the Esopus Meadows Lighthouse. The boat was once a floating classroom for Dutchess County BOCES and succeeds the Polypel, which Hudson River Adventures has retired. Tours of Bannerman Island and Fishkill began in 2004. Bannerman Island and surrounding environs were once considered haunted, and the island's true name came about, well, it depends upon which story you believe. Whether it be that the Dutch were convinced a tribe of goblins lived there.
The Hudson Highlands here was haunted by the ear of Dunderberg, from Dunderberg Mountain all the way up to here.
That's Neil Kaplan, executive director of Bannerman Castle Trust, who tells the story of sailors being scooped up from the water by ladle-like devices as they fled the ghouls and goblins.
Also, the palapel is sieve in Dutch, so it's like a ladle. And the island supposedly looks like a ladle. I don't think it looked like a ladle, but it is what it is. I'm going to tell you a lot of stories that we tell here on the island. A lot of them are just that. They're just stories. You can't tell them as truth or anything else. So you can make up your mind what you think it is.
He says Native Americans named it for Little Manhattan, and there are more stories.
The other name comes from the polypus cactus that grew all over the Hudson Valley. We know there's polypus cactus because we have polypus cactus. I can't speak, excuse me, I haven't done this for a year. That grow on the mountain here on Breakneck Ridge, and they grow here as well. And actually there were a few on the island. I don't know if they're still here. That's another way it got its name, Polypus or Polypel. And my favorite story is about a young farm girl named Polypel who lived in Fishkill. She had her father had a farm, and there was her young farmhand was in love with her, named Gert Brinkerhoff.
He goes on to tell how Polly's father had already promised Polly's hand in marriage to a reverend. So fast forward the love triangle to stories within the story, and the endings, some of them, go like this. Brinkerhoff rescued Polly and the reverend after the two had fallen through the ice on the Hudson River.
He gets them onto the island, and when he gets on the island, Polly throws her arms, runs out, and there comes Reverend Vernon. She passes him and throws her arms around Brinkerhoff. Well, the Reverend Vernon was heartbroken because he realized she would never love him, so he marries them on the spot. That's how the island supposedly gets its name. Of course, there's a story in The Story of Bannerman Island by Charles S. Bannerman, the grandson, saying that he realized they would have to spend the night together, so he married them.
Wes Scottlock, who also leads tours and has written about the island, explains how the island became known as Bannerman as Frank Bannerman searched to move his munitions from New York City.
So he needs to find a refuge for his refuse, shall we say. He locates this island in 1900, and he purchases it from the Tapp family from across the river in Cornwall, and he begins hauling his inventory up to Bannerman's Island. It is not officially Bannerman's Island even to this day. It is still Polypel Island. Frank Bannerman, as I mentioned before, was the world's largest trader in military goods in history. And a great, great portion of his goods wound up in these buildings right in front of you. These were not residences. There were six buildings built here between 1900 and 1918, and four of them were arsenals.
The so-called castle was rocked by an explosion in 1920 and a major fire in 1969.
And the last major event to happen was only about 3 years ago, in December of 2009. We lost about 2.5 walls of the highest building to my right, which everybody calls the castle, which in fact Mr. Bannerman did not call the castle. There were four arsenals here. This is the way he named them. The number one, the number two, the number three. So what do you think he called the big one?
The big one.
No, Craginch Tower, which in Scottish means my rocky island tower. He was Scottish, and he did give Scottish names to many of the features on the buildings and some of the buildings themselves. Scottish baronial architecture, except for the building right in front of us. You see the one with the two nice turrets? Mm-hmm. That was designed after a castle he saw in Antwerp, Belgium.
Moving away from the castle, you may head toward the two-floor, three-bedroom residence at the top.
This is the proverbial outhouse. You guys can go and walk around in there.
The residence itself is heavily damaged, though the grounds surrounding it are used for concerts and theater performances during the summer. Kaplan was hoping to open a visitor and information center on the first floor for this season, with a more long-term goal for the second floor.
The second floor will be preserved. We'll have people stay over here, so there'll be someone will probably live here, and we might even think of having a bed and breakfast option where you might be able to rent the room for a weekend or something while you're here, like they do at the Saugerties Lighthouse does that as well. But we're not there yet.
Where they are is at a third and new departure point for their tours, Cold Spring in Putnam County, where the boat will depart beginning in June. The other two departure sites are Beacon in Dutchess County and Newburgh in Orange County. Richard Herbeck is the Newburgh city manager. He says bringing people to the city's waterfront is good for the local economy.
A lot of our economy is based on the river. That's certainly probably how the city came about in the first place, was the river. The river was the highway. And I think that anything that can be done to help us in the years ahead, Bannerman's Island is extremely important.
The pier for loading passengers from Newburgh to Bannerman Island is along a section of the waterfront lined with bars and restaurants. And Herbeck says the added attraction of the Estuary Steward could mean added dollars for local businesses. Meanwhile, Neil Kaplan from the Bannerman Castle Trust says more dollars are needed to help with work on the island.
We want to restore the house, but it probably won't be a total restoration. We also want to stabilize all the structures so they don't fall, so we don't lose any more of it. And some of them we might rebuild a piece here or a piece there to give you the idea. The place is an incredible place for theater, for the arts, for concerts, for all different kinds of things that are going to go on here. And it's a Hudson Valley magnet and a landmark, and we need it saved.
Tours run on the weekends, and special events range from dinners to photography shoots. There are also three outfitters leading kayak tours. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.